For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the show, which is why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you're getting the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech and religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, military veterans, and first responders. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 878-PATRIOT and get free activation when you use offer code Dana. Join me and make the switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 878-PATRIOT.
Well, what we're now seeing is that the rest of the country is getting a glimpse at what we've been dealing with in Texas now for years. Unfortunately, we've been seeing this unfold in Pennsylvania. Now we're seeing the gory details of what happens when you allow untold migrants to bum rush our country in the false name of compassion. We see what happens in Ohio when, as your previous guest noted, you have, I think it was an 11-year-old boy or 10-year-old boy who died by someone who was released by the Biden administration into our country. And here's the thing, what we're not talking about. We're talking about one guy here in Pennsylvania, one guy in Ohio. The Inspector General report just told us that of 1 million people who were released into the United States from the spring of 21 to the summer of 22, 177,000 of them have given us missing information, addresses that don't exist, fake addresses that we have no idea where they are. That's the reality. 60,000 people being released every single day. Well, what we're now seeing.
Woo! Chip Roy was on fire earlier today, and he's exactly right what he was talking about with all of this. This was in response to this capture of this. I mean, this dude's a straight up killer. I mean, this guy who's been on the run. When are we going on the run? August 30th? I think he was on the run since like August 30th. He's been on the run this entire time, and they captured him. Just a little earlier this morning, I was actually looking at some of the video of this because he was in jail. He escaped from jail, this guy, and he had entered the country illegally. He escaped from jail. He was in jail because he killed someone. He left and came to the country illegally because he killed someone in Brazil. So he's a repeat killer. And what gets me is that there's actually question as to whether or not they're going to deport him. I know, we're all like, huh? Welcome to the show. Dana Lash here with you. We're at the top of our first hour of Wednesday. Welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Kane.
Yeah.
Kane's back. He had a fly on 9/11, so I was like, ooh, y'all gonna be, you can be like eye out for Terry's. Like,
yeah, it's a little white knuckle there for a second.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna, cause I'm like, you were all ready, weren't you? You're all ready to rock. So this manhunt, and we've talked about it. We mentioned it, covered it a little bit here and there. This manhunt of this guy. He had been since August 30th. That was the guy in the video, Cavalcante is his name, who sort of crab walked up a wall. I don't know how to put it. I was listening to they were talking with someone in the prison or talking with an official with the prison. And the guy was saying, yeah, well, you know, they learn this stuff in prison. Like, they learn how to do that in prison? Like, what activity is that? Maybe don't. But this guy, he had, like I said, had already entered the country illegally. And he entered the country illegally because he apparently had committed murder in Brazil. And so he left, came to the United States, and then he stabbed his girlfriend to death because apparently his girlfriend had threatened him during some kind of bust up that she would tell law enforcement about him being here illegally. Or the murder in Brazil, rather. And so he stabbed her to death in front of her kids, her young children. And I mean, it's, you know, pretty unbelievable, you know, the way that all this happened. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just, the whole thing is amazing to me. So we're going to, I think that's really too a huge thing when you're talking about illegal immigration. I mean, this guy should not have even been here. He shouldn't have been here. He shouldn't have been here for as long as he was. And then this is one of the reasons that you don't see this, I think, all on media, and is that this is really dangerous to Democrats' narrative here. Really dangerous to the narrative. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a number of other things, including I got the latest on this New Mexico update as well. We're going to talk about all of that because this man, I'm telling you, this governor is going to war with everybody, like the state police going to war with her own attorneys are saying that they're going to leave, like all kinds of stuff. We're going to get into all of that. We're also going to talk about some of the latest, just some of this other stuff, including some stupid stuff the government's doing, some of the back and forth in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to get into all of that. But the immigration issue, that guy was on the run August 30th, since August 30th. And he stole, yesterday we said he broke into a house and he stole a rifle. And this Danilo Cavalcante, he was captured after eluding hundreds of searchers for 2 weeks. Now, it is a very hilly, wooded area, so, I mean, that's kind of understandable. But, I mean, it is still, good heavens. I was just looking at some of this. It's still pretty amazing that he was able to elude that. You know, they used thermal imaging from the plane. So here's the question. Are they going to deport him? Because if they deport him and he goes back to Brazil and he stands trial and they don't convict him, then is he loose again? Or do you, but he killed someone here in the United States also. So here's a question. Now this is where I'm a very practical person and I'm all about saving the taxpayer money. Why do we have to keep him in jail at all? No, don't misunderstand me. Why do we have to keep him in jail at all? Don't you think that it's better for him to just be 6 feet under? I mean, he's killed two people. Why the hell is this guy living? Yes. Let's just get it over with. Yes, I'm all for capital punishment for people who willfully choose to commit atrocious acts of violence that they know are illegal and that they know could result in, you know, capital punishment. So, yes, I'm absolutely all for it. And yes, it is biblical. So, why is this guy living? Why are we even having this conversation? It seems stupid to have it. He killed two people. Here's the other thing. They said after he escaped the prison, he went north, arbitorium, he went north and then he circled back on his own path and went back towards the prison to throw off police who were searching for him. He was right by the prison again before going a different direction. He did that just because he knew that they would assume that he wouldn't double back and go back near the prison. So he's not a total moron, obviously, and that makes him more dangerous. We think of criminals as being kind of done. No, some of them are like very, very dangerous. And so the fact that he did that and the crimes that he committed, this guy's bad news. Very bad news. All right, so getting into some of this other stuff here, this New Mexico governor, the attorney general now says he's not going to defend the New Mexico governor's her gun ban, her Second Amendment ban. I wrote about this over at, I have some stuff up at Substack too. If you get the prep email that I send out, this is why you need to subscribe. I say this every day, chapter and verse. I have a bunch of stuff up there for you. And there was a piece that, I had a piece that came out yesterday about all of this because the attorney general had said in this statement that he is not going to enforce this gun ban order, but people were getting excited, I think, unnecessarily. So this is the guy, Raul Torres, and everyone was celebrating, and I saw this like blowing up on social media yesterday. He had issued this 4-page statement full of, I will not enforce this theatrics, right? So he had this 4-page letter. Now, I put it all up again. It's all up at Substack, chapter and verse. I want to caution you on this because I saw a lot of conservatives. I saw National Review write up a thing on this. They were like, oh, wow, this is how bad it is. These Democrats. And they said it like Democrats are agreeing with us. No, they're not. Did you not read his 4-page statement? I read his 4-page statement. I don't think I'm being too harsh. And I give credit where it's due, but I don't think credit is due here. Because there is absent from his statement an actual sincere sentiment about safeguarding natural rights, right? And he declined throughout this four-page letter to at all acknowledge his own contribution to spiking the crime rate while he was the DA of Bernalillo County. This is like a Mott and Bailey tactic, you know, like Mott and Bailey. We've ever seen like castles in the villages, you know, you have the Mott and the Bailey. Bailey's where everybody wants to be. It's the easy place, blah, blah, blah. Mott's the well-reinforced structure. And so people will throw something out in the Bailey and they always revert back to the Mott, which is the safer protection, the more easily defended position. And that's kind of what they're doing here, because gun owners are like, yeah, see, we knew that this is what they wanted to do all along. And Democrats now are faced with an election cycle where they have a Democrat governor who went on with a gun ban. And that's going to absolutely be used as universal party branding. And now they had to figure out a way to run back to a more defensible position. So they're Mott and Bailey. And so when you look at his 4-page piece, it's all cosplay. Because they want to show you that, oh, well, we're the sensible gun control advocates. I mean, we even believe that this one is too far. But while we're on the subject of gun control, and you can see it, and I literally copy and pasted it for you from his piece. I agree with the need to start a debate. And then he doesn't defend gun rights. He's mad because she flouted the process. He's mad because she didn't follow the process. So he's not disagreeing with her on the principle of natural rights. He is solely taking issue with her on process. He says in one part of it, he goes, "My office cannot undertake a defense of the emergency order, and though we will provide a limited commission for your administration to defend these actions in the above referenced cases, I strongly encourage you to consider whether the time and energy dedicated to its defense might be better utilized, blah, 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 in the comprehensive legislative response." So he's like, okay, we'll do legislation. He goes, "I urge you to reconsider this course of action, redouble your efforts to bring about lasting change through the process." He wants legislation. Now, it's somewhat clever. This Soros-backed AG, who used to be the DA, again, of Bernalillo County, now he's the AG of New Mexico, he's, to independents and moderates, it's giving, he wants to give them the impression that he's drawing a line in the sand while also simultaneously making himself seem more credible because, look, he's challenging this governor of the state, right? I wrote about this. I said Democrats like Ted Lieu and these other 2A grifters, these anti-2A grifters, they're pretending to condemn her actions, but not because they disagree with him, but because her hasty order gave away their strategy of incremental moves towards a ban. So he literally helped create the crime spike with his restorative justice policies, right? He literally helped create this. And he wasted taxpayer money that Albuquerque did instead of boosting police enforcement and refusing to pursue most misdemeanors. And then don't forget, they gave $250,000 in taxpayer money to Planned Parenthood at the exact same time that businesses were demanding expanded police protection. So she's a termed out governor with no future political prospects at all whatsoever. There's literally no penalty in challenging her. So by opposing her, all these Democrats are giving themselves cover, and they're also preserving this Democrat cosplay of supporting gun rights. Do not buy it. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. line.
Flashback to Obamacare? Health insurance costs for employers are set to take their biggest jump in years. How does this affect you? Good luck getting a raise. With inflation still high, don't expect a thank you card from those who got subsidized health insurance. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so Smuckers, I saved the orangutan story. I don't know why I kept that in here. It's my favorite story ever. You missed that, Kane. Remind me to share that story with you when we come back. So the Smucker people are buying the Twinkie people. The Smucker's jelly people are buying the Twinkies people for $5.6 billion. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Grape jelly in the Twinkie? Yeah, I'm just saying. You're welcome. That one's for free. Hostess saw its demand for a Twinkie slip because they raised prices. And they shrank the Twinkie. Don't tell me they didn't shrink that thing. I remember when I was little. Yes, I was smaller. The Twinkie was a lot bigger. Kane, back me up here. It was bigger. Definitely. Twinkies got small. So maybe they can fun size is a lie. Let's just be honest. That's about true. This. We talk about this every Halloween season. All right, so Shortstack went to commie land. Y'all know what that's about. Kim Jong-un, he hopped on. They made a big deal out of his fortified train. It's like 2023 and the Shortstack's on a train. Hopped on his giant bulletproof drab green train. And then he choo-chooed on over to meet with Pillowface McPutin. So the whole thing is just, I love how they're like, look at him. They act like it's state of the art. He's stepping off his big giant train in 2023. His big giant train. 2023. Just I'm gonna put that out there. So did Dog the Bounty Hunter, did he actually take part in getting this Cavalcante guy? Because he caught another dude. You know that, right? Like he actually went out there and like hunted another dude and caught him before. Like another most wanted guy. I just wondering because that was happening. Someone alert mom's demand. River of red wine is flowing through a Portuguese village after storage units exploded. The streets of a small town in Portugal this week. They had an incident at a local distillery. Literal rivers of red wine flowed through Anadia, Portugal. In the gutters, in the streets, it's turned it all purple. They had a wine distillery located in the village, and the wine river was caused when two storage units burst on Sunday. Why wasn't I just lay down in the middle of the street and just like a Shel Silverstein, that poem that he had about the lazy chick who wanted a drink and she just laid there with her mouth open as it rained. I'd be like that with this wine flood. Just on days like today. We told you the guy who escaped from prison was caught. Kane, the story I was going to tell you, an orangutan yeeted a possum at a zoo. Yeah. He straight up yeeted a possum. They think he killed the possum, and then he like poked his head out of his enclosure to check it. Damn. I was saving that one for him because I knew he'd like it. We got a lot more on the way. Also, why are they coming at? Now they're saying Sudafed doesn't work. It's because they changed the ingredients due to the meth chefs. Stick with us. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com.
Between Twitter, Facebook, or any of your social media, there's a lot of information out there. That's why your lovable curmudgeon is here to help you make sense of it all, live or on demand. The Dana Show.
You would never engage in any of these so-called potential crimes yourself, would you?
Correct.
You would never want to be a part of anything like that, would you?
That is correct.
You wouldn't want to be associated with something like that, would you?
That is correct.
You have dedicated your life, you claim, to the rule of law, right?
Correct.
And so there is no way, No way you would ever want to be associated or affiliated with that kind of criminal conduct. Isn't that right?
I'm not following your line of question. You're talking about the conduct described in the memo about Mr. Paxton after the interview of the three witnesses?
I'm talking about organized criminal activity. You'd never want to be a part of that.
Correct.
You applied for a job at the AG's office, didn't you?
I did.
Let's make sure we let that sink in. You applied for a job after this silly memo you wrote, didn't you?
Yes.
Let it sink in. You wrote this silly memo where you talked about potential violations of law, and months later, you applied to work at the AG's office, didn't you?
Oh. That is correct.
Oh. Who wrote your letter of recommendation?
So this is the attorney.
She wrote a general.
So Ken Paxton, this is all political witch hunt. The AG in Texas, it is. It's an absolute political witch hunt. It's so stupid. But I love the attorney, by the way. Can I just say, and first off, welcome back to the show, Dana Lash, with you. Sorry, this is a chick thing. I got to say it. If you are watching the simulcast, because you know you can listen to the show coast to coast, you can stream it, and then you can watch the simulcast on YouTube, where there's always good discussion, Facebook, and then Channel 347 DirecTV. So the ladies that are watching, y'all know what I'm going to say if you just were watching this clip. Because I just have to say, the beans on that attorney for showing up to court after Labor Day in a cream-colored jacket. Bravo. And then to have the swagger with your line of questioning to carry that off. I mean, well done. Well done. The prosecution's star witness, he wrote this whole memo talking about Ken Paxton's unlawful dealings. And then after he did it, so he tried, he was butt-kissing, he was trying to get a job with Paxton. I mean, this was hysterical. It is. I mean, it is. I don't know why this isn't. I think it should be a soap opera. It is a sham thing. I mean, they don't actually have any evidence. They're just, and the Republicans are weak and, you know, all of this. But I mean, his attorney with that jacket, and I feel like it's a little tight in the arms, but that cream color jacket to just like be there, and you know, the cameras are there and you're like, I don't care. It's a cream color jacket, wearing it. I mean, bravo. All right. So I had to touch on that because that jacket's bothering me. I was going to say, I think he's at the point where he could just unbutton it at the front because I couldn't get past anything. Lorraine was the one who first caught this clip and she sent it to me and she didn't know this, but I literally had to watch this damn thing three times because I could not get past the jacket the first two times. And I'm like, maybe it was a trick and he did that. So, but he's a very good attorney, but just, you know, kudos to you for wearing a cream color jacket, but just make it a little bit bigger in the arms. But it is, it's a whole sham thing. The reason I haven't talked about it is because for me to sit and talk about the Paxton trial makes it sound like I think what's happening is serious. Like all the Trump witch hunt stuff. I'm not going to sit here and dissect something that I think is a Victorian freak show. That's a joke, a sham. I'm not. As Kane can attest, because I'll get mad, and then what happens, Kane, for the rest of the show?
Oh yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah. You'll need another vacation. Yeah. You know, you're gonna have to leave and go see more family. I mean, you're gonna have to go. It's gonna be too much. Oh, but true, hair all slicked back. I mean, I felt like I was watching. Like, there's so many movies where they have these sort of like a Southern lawyers that go in the courtroom. Y'all, I know, just. You know, one more sidebar. Can I? This is totally somewhat related to what I just said, but only like a tiny little thing. Don't get mad at me. I have to preface what I'm going to say with this. I have to do this every single time I bring this up. So don't get mad at me. Kane, how often have we talked about, I was raised Baptist. I am not going to a Baptist church now, but I was raised Baptist, so don't come at me. But how often have I talked, Kane, about the Southern Baptist preacher speaking technique?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't say that as a pejorative. I'm not.
Once or twice a month?
Yeah. And you see it most often, like when Al Sharpton gets mad and makes a speech. Or the guy who who was leading the services for my late uncle. He had the Southern Baptist preacher speaking technique, and he was a Southern Baptist. So I'm just saying. That's when you get up, and it doesn't matter what you say. You can make the ingredients on the back of a mac and cheese box sound amazing, and you sound authoritative just by the way that you read it. Like you can anything. Like the so, for instance, let me demonstrate the Kraft macaroni and cheese instructions. Super simple. If I just read it to you, it doesn't sound interesting at all, does it? If I just say, yeah, you got to bring the water to boil in a medium saucepan, you add the macaroni, cook that, you're like, whatever. Now watch, because there's a new speaking technique that's out. Now watch as I do the Southern Baptist preacher speaking technique, right? Here we go. Bring the water to boil in medium saucepan. Add macaroni. Cook 7 to 8 minutes or until tender, stirring occasionally. Drain, do not rinse. You see how I'm saying? See how it works? It sounds fascinating. Yeah, Kane wants, he's sold now. Now there's a new speaking technique that's out there. And I've most seen this used by Vivek Ramaswamy. There's a new speaking technique out there. I haven't come up with a name for it yet. But it's similar to the Southern Baptist preacher speaking technique, and that someone uses this way of speaking and communicating to try to sound authoritative and knowledgeable about an issue. Okay? So let me give you an example with the same instructions for macaroni and cheese. Okay? You ready? Here we go. Oh, gotta get ready for this. All right. You ready? Okay, Kane, you know, bring water to a boil in a medium saucepan, like medium saucepan, and then add the macaroni, cook 7 to 8 minutes or until tender, stirring occasionally. You have to stir, Kane, occasionally. Now, wait. Drain and do not rinse, and then return the macaroni to pan. Over enunciation, yes. Hysterical hand movements, yes. Too fast to let anyone cut in, yep. And then you sound authoritative and knowledgeable. Yep. See? Same thing.
I like it.
Same thing. I just wanted to explain that to you guys.
We need to name it.
I don't know yet.
We need to name it.
We do need to name it. I can't think of a name for it,
yeah.
But you guys all know what I'm talking about. You know it when you see it. And other people besides Vivek Ramaswamy do it. He's just, I think, the most high level, most visible person to do it. But just going to put that out there. Okay. I got a couple of other things to get into. So we were talking about the New Mexico update. Can we talk about, I'm so sorry. Can you miss some things?
I know.
I didn't even know. And I don't want to say this word. I'm going to say it one time because it's part of a news story. Some people out there need Jesus. Including this chick in Virginia who used a website called Chatterbait. Don't look it up. You missed this.
I saw the story yesterday.
Did you see the story? Did you have to clean your eyes and then go to church?
I was really hoping you wouldn't bring it up today.
You were hoping. That's so sweet. So this woman, and I mentioned this as a headline the other day, Susanna Gibson. She's running in the 57th district. It is a suburban Richmond seat. And Democrats want to upend. They're all trying to undo GOP majority in the House, right? And so they've been really targeting. David Owen is the Republican. And then this Susanna Gibson, she's a nurse practitioner. She's got two kids. She's married. And then she also does something on the side. So she, golly, I hate some days. She and her husband engaged in private marital activities that she streamed publicly, and she would take requests in exchange for actual monetary tips. Now, the videos can be archived on another site. So she live streamed sex acts with her husband and then asked people for tips, money, for doing requests, I guess. But that's not where it ends. Because we know it because it got out there, obviously. And then the response to this from Democrats, they've gone apoplectic. They lost their minds. They accused everybody of actual revenge porn. And then all the operatives, this is what they're saying. Like, this chick is a senator in Virginia. She says, Glenn Youngkin's team leaked videos of Susanna Gibson to try to embarrass and humiliate her. Okay, I had quote tweeted this and I said, wait. How do you leak videos that someone willingly posted themselves to a public forum? And I ended it with, durr. But how does that, I mean, I feel like I was listening, I've listened to my husband explain fax machine stuff to like our parents and how to send PDFs to our parents. No, if my mom's listening, don't get mad at me. But you know how you, like, you're explaining how some things work to like your parents or your grandparents, right? On the internet. And it requires a lot of patience. I feel like that applies here because these people apparently don't know how the internet works. Like, she live streamed on a public forum, much like I'm doing right now. We have a simulcast of the radio show that also live streams on YouTube and Facebook, much like that. She live streamed it and then is mad because people saw it. Well, Republicans saw it and thought, whoa, why are you doing this? You're literally running for office and you're doing this. And so now she's accusing the people who have seen, I guess, or who know that she posted these sex acts on a totally public, not private forum. She says that's revenge porn and they leaked it. That's not how any of that works. You revenged yourself then. You can't leak something that's like when people accuse libs of TikTok of doxing people because she literally reposts something they already publicly post themselves. That's exactly the same thing here. So the Democrats they're apoplectic. They are freaking out right now because they thought they were going to be able to flip this seat. And my first thought is, y'all didn't like vet your candidate, right? Like, y'all didn't vet this candidate. Y'all didn't go, well, wait a minute, before we get any further, do you have any other social media accounts of which we should be aware? You know, any live streaming? You got to ask these people that, you know, the D's. You got to ask them this. These are the people that are like, yeah, we think it's totally fine to read about, you know, dildos to your kids in school. I mean, those are those people. By the way, Kane, we didn't know if we could say that yesterday on air or not when Senator Kennedy was reading that, the genderqueer book. So we just did it and thought we would apologize after if there was any issue. But we did censor out the other thing. So you can rest easy now. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. See, you couldn't get us. We just ran amok, man. So I mean, these are the people that are wanting to read this trash to your kids in schools, right? So you got to ask these people these things. Like, wait a minute, hold up. Are there any other accounts of which we should be aware? Nobody leaked that on you, girl. The call came from inside the house.
Black Rifle Coffee Company, together with the Boot Campaign, are on a mission to raise $1 million to change the lives of veterans. Now through the end of the year, when you grab a can of ready-to-drink coffee, you can help contribute to making this massive donation possible. The Boot Campaign is one of the most renowned veteran-focused nonprofits in the country, working tirelessly to provide life-changing aid and benefits to service members and their families. Black Rifle Ready-to-Drink Coffee is available in several great-tasting flavors at blackriflecoffee.com/Dana or at convenience stores nationwide. Whether it's the berry mocha, vanilla bomb, or espresso salted caramel, every can helps. Fuel your caffeine fix while making a huge difference in the lives of veterans and their families. Black Rifle Coffee Company is committed to serving the veteran community, and with your help, we can all continue to make a difference. Let's raise a can together and keep fueling Americans for a good cause. Visit blackriflecoffee.com/Dana. That's blackriflecoffee.com/Dana.
Catch the Dana Show noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on DirecTV Channel 347.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Because they are seeking a rebrand. pro-life now becomes, in the words of Indiana Senator Todd Young, pro-baby. Pro-baby. Okay. I hate to break it to you, but if you call broccoli candy, it's still just broccoli. If you tie a really nice bow around a lump of coal, it is still coal under there.
I have a question. Did she... Babies are broccoli? Baby broccoli. Hmm. That's Jen Psaki on MSNBC. Wait a minute, but you can say that a dude's a chick, so I can say that something's whatever the hell I want it to be, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, the thing is, it is a baby.
Well, I know that. That's but the thing. She doesn't know that, apparently. So, somebody missed biology. I mean, man, is she going to be surprised one day? You don't need to go to those links. But the links that people will go to just try not to admit the obvious. You know what? Can we extend this further? Because if dudes can go out and be like, I'm a chick, call me ma'am. Can I use your bathroom? Can I tell the ATF, you know, if I wanted to get an NFA item? No. My NFA item does totally not at all identify as an NFA item. It's a 22LR. It's exactly what it is. Totally fine. See, that's what it identifies as. So that works, right? Follow the science, bigots. I am so going to try. I really want to try that.
It identifies as a bar of soap. Or
yeah.
Something that TSA is fine with.
Yeah, exactly, right? I'm just, you know, or yeah, I can take my liquids on the plane because I hate checking a bag. Like I have a whole thing, like Greg Fokker has nothing on me. I have like a whole thing. Like, no, this identifies as 3.4 ounces. I know it says 12 ounces on this, but it actually identifies as 3.4 ounces. Mm-hmm. Follow the science, bigots. Just going to say that from now on. And are people afraid of being labeled that? They're so afraid of having their feelings hurt. Wait, I'm not a bigot. Go ahead. Sorry. Oh, man. All right. So coming up in our second hour, the economy's bad. No matter how many ways the administration wants to tell you otherwise. The latest with New Mexico. The ongoing fight in Congress. Also, Sudafed. So they came out with this piece saying, oh, no, it looks like Sudafed and Benadryl and these other decongestants don't work. Well, because Benadryl is an antihistamine. And Sudafed was really effective before all the meth chefs got involved. And then they had to change the ingredient. So what's the point of this? I don't know. We got a lot else to hit. Stick with us.
Yes, the main event, the Consumer Price Index for the month of August. Headline expected up an aggressive 6/10. And the economist and analyst delivered up 6/10. Up 6/10. Last time we had up 6/10 on a month over month was going way back. You have to go all the way back to February of 2022 to find a bigger number. When it was up 7/10, actually in March it was up as well. So now if we consider that the high water mark here in 2005 was up 1.2, yes, we've made progress. But this follows up 0.2%. Strip out food and energy, up 0.3%. Year over year, up 3.7%. That is hotter than expected, hotter than the rearview mirror. And 3.7, the last time we were anywhere near there, was up 4% in May.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. Are they actually going to have any kind of White House press avail today? Anything from KJP? Because there wasn't anything yesterday. And yesterday there wasn't, according to Jackie Heinrich, not anything scheduled for this week. Welcome back to the program, because I think they'd like to ask questions about that. Dana Lash here with you, top of the second hour. And you can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program, and you can watch the simulcast. YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347 on DirecTV. So the economy, we were told, you know, the way that Democrats, the way that the administration has put it out there is that it's, you know, it's actually we're doing really well. It's, you know, it's good. Maybe a little hotter than expected. Oh, no, it's bad. And by the way, the other big driver to this actually is the gas index. That was the largest contributor to the spike in August. It was over 10% month over month. And then cost for shelter increased for the 40th straight month in a row. Now, CPI, the core CPI, that excludes the energy and food. That showed also it rose 0.3%. Last month, it was 0.2% increase. So the annual rate is 4.3%. So you, the consumer inflation under Joe Biden has skyrocketed. And that's the consumer price index, CPI. So that's how much everybody's been paying. So there is this idea that everything is in your rear view mirror is a lie. And that's kind of what, I mean, that's ultimately what they've been arguing out there. And his surrogates have been arguing. They've been trying to make a focus on Bidenomics. I have no idea why. That's like one of his worst. Every area is his worst area. Does he have a strong area, Kane? That's probably the better question to ask. No. I don't think so. Just look at these numbers. Over the past year alone, food at home, over 4%. Food away from home, 6.5%. Food at employee sites and schools, 57.5%. The cost of tools and hardware and supplies, almost 6%. Housekeeping supplies, that increased 5%. Outdoor equipment, 9%. And 17% for any kind of motor vehicle repair. Apparel is 3% more expensive than it was a year ago. New vehicle prices are up by 3%. Almost 8% non-prescription drug increases. Almost 9% pet food. I mean, we could sit here and go on and on. There's not a single area of consumer activity where you have seen any kind of price decreases or any kind of relief for the average American. And then listen to this. This is how they're spinning this. This is the top spokesperson on the economy for the president. And I want you to listen to what they're saying, what he's saying on this. Listen to how he's trying to spin this.
The president has a lot to be proud of and a lot to run on. He's delivered some of the most consequential achievements and economic progress in generations with the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, which is opening new factories and creating new manufacturing jobs around the country. That's what he's going to be talking
about. How is the CHIPS bill, which is opening, it's not doing jack squat, by the way, and all the cost of materials and everything else is going to be so much more expensive. I mean, everything. People are paying so much more than they have been. The cost of, like, for instance, cable, satellite, streaming services, 6.3% increase over the past 12 months. Sporting event admission, over 7%. I mean, it's the August consumer price index rose by 3.7% over the past year, core CPI by 4.3%. I mean, clearly, inflation is not down. Clearly. I mean, it's people can see that they are not, it's the hidden tax of spending more money on basic everyday items. And they see this. You can see it going to the grocery store. You can see it, just like, for instance, I buy the ingredients for like pasta sauces and stuff, like the canned Italian tomatoes and all this other, and some of the herbs. Like if you're getting fresh rosemary, the heat killed my rosemary this year. So until I'm trying to get something else going, you know, I had to go and get some rosemary. Oh my gosh, like everything is so much more expensive. And if you're one of those people that kind of, you know, keep track of everything, which is every American, you have to at this point. I don't think anybody's out of that. Then you see it for yourself. I don't know how you're telling people that the economy is better and that inflation's gone away. It hasn't. I mean, it's just why would you lie to people? That guy, that's Ian Sams. I mean, prices have gone up. Real wages have fallen under Biden. They said, 60 some odd percent of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. You know what I told you yesterday? The SOFA measure, which I thought this was wild. The housing market is just being hit so hard. They said one of the most reliable ways to measure a healthy housing market is SOFA sales. That makes sense. You know, you get a new house, build a new house, you move, needed to get a new SOFA. And they're down by like almost 40%. That's crazy. That's crazy. People are broke and they vote their wallets. I feel like Democrats forgot that. They have been so, I get that Democrats have been focused on like Trump and J6 and all this other stuff. Nobody cares when it comes to their wallet. Literally nobody cares. They want to save money. They want to be able to afford basic things. They don't want to go broke having to pay the hidden tax of inflation. And gas prices, let me go back to that real quick. We had this headline about the, just over the last week, it was last week. You had Saudi Arabia extending the decrease in barrels released. You had the president of the United States, they announced last week that they're suspending all leases, any leasing on for any kind of oil and gas in Alaska up there in the Arctic. They're suspending those leases. Nothing being done on any kind of, nothing at all being in any which way done for oil refinery. You know the headline we had about the big lithium mine in Nevada, which we've actually, we have known about it for a while. I wanted to come back to that too in context with all of this, because we have known about the lithium mine for a while. Isn't that one of the reasons that Musk was looking at that spot out there for one of his facilities because of the huge, the trillion plus dollar supply of lithium that's in a reservoir there? And there's others too. I mean, that's not the only one in the United States. But I was reading a conversation, and it was a rando that works in the energy sector, and they were saying, they're talking about, they wanted to share these thoughts on social media. They didn't. I appreciate that they did it. I understand why they didn't use their name in that, because they don't want to be found out in their workplace. But they were talking about the lithium, and they were saying, look, the lithium mining project in Western Nevada, you have environmentalists that oppose it. You have indigenous tribes that oppose it. The Ninth Circuit was saying, no, the project can move forward. There's the same mining project in that area that hasn't been doing very well. You have a Canadian group involved. You have a couple of other groups involved, the Bureau of Land Management, the original BLM involved. But here's the other thing, though. So, and pulling the plug on authorization for that, remember, this was back in July 22nd, 2023. That's when Bureau of Land Management told the Canadian Mining Company that they were going to pull authorization for their lithium exploration. That was for one of those projects out there. Where is all that? Where's lithium refined? You guys know? Most of it's done in China. In fact, they dominate it. They absolutely dominate it. They actually just opened a huge, another one. This was July 5th. They opened a huge lithium processing plant, or I should say processed. They opened a huge plant in Zimbabwe. You know, that's part of a Belt and Road thing. And then, of course, you know, they get rights to the rare earth elements, of which lithium is one. They opened a $300 million lithium processing plant back in July in Zimbabwe, which has one of the world's largest reserves of lithium. I believe that ours, I think what I'd read, that is the one that we have, the big one in Nevada, is actually larger than this. But all of our red tape and everything else, we're not going to. It's almost like this administration and party in control want us to be relying upon China, because they say that they want all of these green energy and they want this exploration, but then they allow it to be fought every step of the way. And they do absolutely nothing to make us self-sufficient. Battery manufacturing. I mean, let's talk about that for a minute. Do we even have the ability to manufacture those types of batteries? We don't have the processing ability. China has, they dominate it. We would have to mine it and then send it to China for processing. How in the hell does that decouple us from China? That's the thing. We can't stop using Chinese lithium, and we can't not have them process our lithium, even if we were to extract it ourselves. And they're just buying up all of the rare earth element mineral rights everywhere else. Financial Times had a huge piece. They already won the cobalt war. Now they're winning the race for Africa's lithium. They control, earlier this year, it was 70% of global lithium production. I think it's gone up even from that. My point in bringing this up is that gas prices are driving a huge driver of this. Gas index. The way that the administration puts it, they're like, well, if we move everything over to Green New Deal, you know, we move everything over to EV, it's going to be so much better. With everything that I just laid out for you, how in the hell do you think that's going to happen? That's the point. It's not. It's a lie, and they know it. misery, period.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Man, I think I put this in your prep with this headline. So this is how I have it titled. I have long waits and car wrecks. Lyft adds a feature to match women and non-binary riders with drivers of the same gender. So that's how I have it listed. Okay, is that a big deal? I mean, is it? I guess women wanting to ride with female drivers is one thing. I guess that's fine. But the non-binary thing, really? Yes, can I have a driver that doesn't know if they have a penis or a vagina?
But how do they identify women?
Yeah, how do you identify that? Yeah, how do you identify women and how do you identify non-binary? Because if you're non-binary, then there's binary and non-binary. So you're binary. Right. How does that work? I mean, this is a lie. I feel like this is false advertising. You know, I don't know. I feel kind of like, I got some questions. All right. So that's one. Also, this Arizona dog returned to a family after missing for 12 years. What? Arizona pup, 12 years after he went missing, thanks to a microchip and a friendly animal control officer, they brought him home. And they said he was like a puppy. They were so excited. And they got their dog back. The dog's name is Minion, which is actually funny. He got out when a backyard gate was accidentally left open. But they said they went around. They were looking for him for forever. And they finally found him. So they got him back. That's so nice because that never happens. That never happens. And if it's in Texas, it's usually because of a coyote. Just, you know, same. A couple of other things. Did you think that Iran was going to live up to their end of the bargain when it comes from... Because remember, they got this $6 billion prisoner swap deal. Well, apparently, John Kirby was saying that there are strings attached, but their... who is it? Their big, floofy, crazy leader over in Iran. He was saying, no, there are no strings attached. It's Iran's money. We can do what we want with it. Were you shocked that... You knew that's, you know... Lauren Boebert was escorted out of a Beetlejuice musical at a Denver theater after she was accused of vaping and taking photos on her phone. Her office denied some of the claims they said about the behavior, but they did confirm she was escorted out of the venue. It was a touring performance of the musical Beetlejuice over the weekend, it was the Denver's Buell Theater. I mean, if you're going to get escorted out of someplace, you know, make it the Beetlejuice musical. I'm just saying, you know. There you go. Make it that. We have a lot more on the way that you don't want to miss. We got some culture for you and a lot more. Stick with us.
YouTube, Facebook, or DirecTV. If you're looking for the number one afternoon host in the country, you found her. Download the podcast every day to catch up. The Dana Show.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask, what actual evidence do you have as opposed to allegations to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
McCarthy for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch, the prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
People can't see that. They think it's political revenge.
It's because you don't report on it.
We're reporting on it today.
I'm not sure how you know what the American people think, but here's what they might wonder.
Ooh. Oh, man, I want that Congressman Scott Perry energy all day long. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here, bottom of this second hour. Man, he unloaded, and rightfully so. He's like, what do you mean? Y'all haven't been reporting on it. Oh, I will say, you know how they've been reporting on it? Hold up, let me pull this up. I got some headlines. This is how they've been reporting on it. They act like it's can you believe? Oh, so ignorant. They act like it's so, here it is. I actually included some of it in your prep. They're apoplectic over it. White House slams impeachment inquiry as evidence-free goose chase. the AP. No, there's no evidence. The no evidence headline, no evidence. They say, they said, so many of these different headlines where they act like it's a witch hunt, going after the president's son. I mean, there's a lot of those. Targeting the president's family. Oh, his baby infant son, Hunter. His infant baby. Baby son, Hunter. What do you mean there's no evidence? You people high? You getting his stash? Like, what do you mean there's no evidence? You mean all the emails and the texts and everything else? The money? I mean, there's legit money. They're checks that have been cashed, folks. Oh, you know, it's totally normal to create, just a different name and all these other weird emails and engage in talks about the weather, you know, surreptitiously. Because talking about the weather is so sensitive. Sure, we'll buy that. No, we won't. So dumb. Nobody's buying it. No, it's and it's now that they're into it, and they're doing it all by the book. And Democrats can't complain. You can't call it a witch hunt. What y'all did was witch hunts. This isn't a witch hunt. Oh no! Now you guys see why. Get mad at McCarthy. There's things that you can criticize him on, but. Republicans making sure that this goes by the book is not one of them, because now what? Look at it. Democrats can't say that they're just doing this all mean without any evidence, because guess what? You had to have evidence to open up the inquiry officially. Oh, goodness. Can you believe it? So now, because it's all official, all these other whistleblowers potentially that are out there, they've got protection to come out with this official inquiry ongoing. So see, they did it right. They had evidence. They went through. They made their case. Now they've opened an official inquiry, and it goes forward from here. And if Democrats in the Senate, because you know just more of this stuff is going to come out, and if more whistleblowers come out, Katie by the door, boy, that makes it real hard for Democrats if the Senate at that point decides not to prosecute it. Especially if they turn over the recommendation that, wow, here's all this crazy amount of evidence and all these whistleblowers that you should. Boy, how do you think that's going to play out with an American public that's already been surveyed 6 ways to Sunday by everybody, right, left, and center, and they come back with the same results? The overwhelming, over 60% of Americans think that something shady was going on, that he's involved in corrupt, that he's corrupt, and that they're involved in some very financially beneficial shenanigans. Well, that's going to hurt Democrats going into an election year. Wow, it looks like this was played really well, huh? FAFO, as they say. So, you know, just saying. I think that at this point, they got to do it. And for them to sit here, and I'm not going to get excited over the gun charge either. I mean, that's the only thing that they can't get Biden on. So that's why they're pursuing this. They can't get POTUS on this one, so that's why they're pursuing this. Also, you know, this works out in favor of the Biden opponents within the Democrat Party. This actually works out in their favor, because this just gives them more rhetorical ammunition to swap him out. But they don't really want Kamala either, because she's, you know, who? I mean, you would have to have, and this is why I think what Newsom's doing, somebody in the background running a shadow campaign the whole dang time. Who would be his number two, though? I'm going to speculate for a hot second. Because nobody cares about Kamala. There's nobody loyal there. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to be like, she has to be involved. Nobody cares. Who would be his number two? Klobuchar? No, but think of it. I mean, you could only take from an office that you know you could secure again. You could only take from an area that you know you could get a reliable Dem. Or Whitmer. I mean, you'd have two governors. Whitmer could be easily replaced with another Democrat. They could look at it like that. I mean, that's really it. They don't really have anybody else in the bench. Nobody else that I could see reaching. What, Buttigieg? That would be just an anchor. Can you imagine? Golly. It would be like, it's Dumb and Dumber. That's too easy. That's too easy to make fun of that with merchandising and all that. There's no way. But I'm just saying, keep an eye on that. You know, All right, a couple of other things I want to make sure that, one other thing on the impeachment. I'm sure y'all saw this. the Biden White House is sending letters to the CNN, New York Times and other outlets demanding them to investigate the lies behind the Republican plans to impeach the president. Oh, but what about the free press? Where's the weeping and gnashing of the teeth? Where are the Jim Acostas? Where are you all at? Talking about the sanctity of the free press. Oh, my word. Must have my smelling salts. Where are those people at? Remember? Every single time. You would have a... If Trump, like, looked remotely aggressively in the general direction of anyone associated with media. Oh, my gosh. It's an attack on the press. It's an attack on the free press. Oh, that's all you heard. But now, I mean, he's sending this. I just find this very interesting. He's sending these letters. They say it's time for the media to ramp up. According to Ian Sams, the special assistant to the president, senior advisor, he wrote this letter. He says it's, quote, time for the media to ramp up its scrutiny of House Republicans for opening an impeachment inquiry based on lies. But they're not based on lies. I mean, if they were based on lies, then, you know, why did you try to hide all of that? I mean, they're based on the stuff that you have. What are you talking about? This is all public stuff. There are receipts, dude. It's not our fault that your guys are so damn dumb. It's not our fault. So they want the media to serve as they want the media to be, I mean, they act like the media is their lapdog. So they want them to attack everybody else for pointing this out. I mean, Biden lied repeatedly about his involvement in all these foreign business dealings. You know why this is important? What were we just talking about with the gas index and inflation and all this other stuff a little bit earlier? What were we just talking about with lithium and with China and rare earth metals and the Green New Agenda? I mean, hell, under this administration, if we keep going down this path, we'll be more reliant upon China than we ever would be upon the Saudis for energy. And who benefited from that accommodation? This family. I mean, they make Clinton's brother look like he's all class. I never thought I'd see the day. You know, Bill Clinton's brother. They make him seem like, you know, he's a damn Vanderbilt. This family gets in there. What can we march out, Dad? I don't know, Hunter. That's what they're like. Democrats make so much fun of flyover. Man, you all don't get to say another damn thing with that family in the White House. I mean, no, I don't think so. They said that even a trusted FBI informant has an alleged bribe to the family. Everybody. And the White House is defensive. They put this memo out. They want the media to look at this. The White House is in damage control. You got Dan Goldman. He was giving an interview. Notice how all these Democrats are all changing their language. This is they had it in there. He was saying that he went from saying that there's no evidence to there's no direct evidence. That's the line that they're all using. Oh, there's no direct evidence. There's no direct evidence. Oh, there's no direct evidence. Direct evidence. Direct evidence. That they keep saying it over and over again. Audio soundbite 4. Listen to Ian Sams. This is this dude. Listen to this cat. The defense. Check it.
Well, again, I think this is part of the right wing's misinformation machine to try to confuse people about what the truth is. The truth is that the president, as he has said publicly for years, calls his family every day to check in. He calls his son every day to check in. He calls his other family members to check in to see how they're doing. He loves them. They're a tight-knit family. And what the GOP's own witness testified in this case is that that's exactly what the president was doing. He was checking in with Hunter during a particularly hard time.
He looks like Elmer Fudd without the hat. Doesn't he? This dude looks like Elmer Fudd with glasses and no hat. Oh, man. Oh, you know, he just loves his son. The reason I was involved in all these businesses is because I just love my boy. I just love my crack-addict son. If you know where that one quote came from, you're a Heathers fan. That's what this is. That's what he's doing. Yes, I mean, I totally got involved in illegal activities because I love my child. That's it? That's why he buys them all these hookers. You know, because he loves his son. I mean, no, he wants him to be able to have his hookers. I mean, what parent wouldn't? And the reason that he makes sure he has money for the crack? I mean, because he loves his son, Jake. He loves his son. It's a little hookers and blow. Come on. Who doesn't love their son? Some might call that enabling, you know. Oh, my gosh. Some might say that's kind of enabling. I just, nobody believes that. Remember the stuff that they came out with Junior? They literally made up a story about him being at some meeting. And he wasn't even there. He didn't even have a meeting. Can you imagine? Well, Trump loves his son. Can you imagine if they'd have come out and said that? Oh, my word. Yeah, we don't believe that. I mean, I'm sure he loves his son, but I also think it's kind of weird that his son doesn't seem like he loves him. Pedo Pete? What's that, Ian? What does Pedo Pete mean? Why did Ashley Biden write, "Was I molested?" Verbatim, literally, in her own handwriting, in her diary, talking about showers with President McUnity, her daddy. I'm just wondering. Look, don't get mad at me. I'm just sharing with you what she wrote in the diary that they said wasn't hers, and they started reading people's houses so that they could take. It's not her diary. FBI breaks down the door, takes diary. Activate BS. Just saying. I laugh. It's all the right wing. It's the right wing. The right wing didn't do this. This is literally them having these meetings and exchanging money. What is this? What is that? That's not the right wing didn't establish Rosemont Seneca. He just loves his son, Jake. He loves his baby boy.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, do I have some stuff for you today. All right. So first up, This Florida woman, can you imagine like this being the headline for your crime and then like this, your mugshot with it? A Florida woman stole money from a cheerleading business to pay for her Botox. The cheerleading coach was arrested and charged with grand theft for stealing over $30,000 from this kid's nonprofit. Clay County cheerleading coach is accused of stealing money from her team's organization and spending it on Botox, according to an arrest warrant. Amanda Herden, the previous leader of the Crush cheer organization, allegedly stole over $32,000 from the organization for children. Crush cheer is a nonprofit, and the money parents contribute goes towards uniforms and other operational costs. The arrest warrant proves that Herndon had sole access to the organization's account where she, quote, used Crush cheerleading funds to get Botox, pay for her personal cell phone bill, purchase concert tickets, multiple Amazon purchases, and more. Things that were not related to Crush cheerleading business, according to the warrant. Yeah, so, oh, she also purchased some stuff at Big Lots, too. So she's so in trouble. And they said that now they had to disperse Crush Cheer, and the organization, they had to have the co-directors create their own gym because they couldn't like actually continue. So she's going to jail. Also, a woman wearing a Superman t-shirt is wanted in Vero Beach. Police say she's no superhero. The woman wearing a superhero t-shirt and her face is clearly visible. I mean, she's got like her eyeliner wing game on. It's strong. After she walked into a Publix and straight up stole four bottles of tequila in 3 minutes. She placed two bottles of the Casamigos tequila in her purse and then took two others, walked out without paying. I mean, you know, she's a superhero. She should be able to find her. They can't find her. So they're trying. A Florida man was spotted by officers trying to board a plane in Orlando with a fake grenade and a real yet unmounted rocket launcher. The contents of the bag were detected by people with eyes. The TSA spokesperson said that the bag contained literally like a fake grenade and the rocket launcher and all this stuff. They said that it's forbidden to carry replica or real weapons on planes. They confiscated the materials and they let him go on. Oh, okay. Yeah. Let him go on. But you'll get in trouble for your shampoo bottle. Stick with us. We got more in store. Third hour next.
Why did he say that he was there the next day? Because he wasn't there the next day.
Well, he went about a week or so after the attacks with other members of Congress to see Ground Zero for himself and have a chance to talk and thank the first responders. He just attributed the visit a little earlier in the remarks than what had actually occurred. But he was there. He did go to Ground Zero.
Oh, so that was a mistake. He attributed
the visit to a time which was actually turned out to be about a week after the attack.
So it's just, you know, it was a little earlier than when he was actually there. It's a little, you mean, because he wasn't. Like, for a long time. What in the world? I cannot deal. All right. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch here with you. Top of this third hour with you. And that was John Kirby who was also asked in a press conference with the same answer about why does the president, yes, why does he make stuff up? He couldn't answer it. And that's the thing. I mean, it's not just about even him making up stuff about 9/11. It's about him making up how he lost his son, Bo, and him making up literally everything. I think he tries every story that he tries to tell people to seem like a normal human. He lies. He lies about it. It never ends. Who is the real Joe Biden? No one will ever know. I love my son. Can I just touch on that real quick? That's actually what they're running with. Well, the reason that he was at these business dinners is because he loves his son. That's what Ian Sams, his spokesmouth, is saying now. Well, because he loves his son. For the same reason, Martha, that he purchases hookers and blow for his son. He loves his son. Loves his son. Actual. In the meantime, Democrats are trying to fend off. It makes them look more ridiculous because of all of the careful steps that Republicans have taken to get to the point of an actual official inquiry supported by actual evidence. And then you have Elizabeth Warren. She's really upset. Would you like a beer, sweetie? Audio soundbite two. Listen to this.
This is the extremist Republicans trying to figure out how they can use the business of the American people doing the work we're supposed to do as leverage to try to improve their political position. They know that there is no basis.
What the hell did she just say? She just said words. She says that they're using the business of the people to improve their political position. Wait a minute, what? I mean, holding corrupt officials accountable is also the business of the people. So they're doing their jobs to benefit their position. Because usually if you do your job, you do your job, that makes you look good because you're doing your job, right?
Stop doing your job so good.
They're doing their job and improving their position in the eyes of the American people. That's what she just said. That is one of the dumbest. I need to say words here. I need to fill in words. They're expecting an answer. Oh my gosh. The hell am I going to say? Same energy. And then you have, would you like a beer? I've said, Juan's right. I'm surprised she didn't ask that reporter. Would you like a beer? And then you have Jamie Raskin, who, this is so funny. Check this out. This is, I don't know why he's saying this. He's saying that it's obviously coming from one place. Audio somebody 7, sorry.
There's 91 criminal charges against Donald Trump right now, 13 criminal charges against Congressman Santos, who was just on the show a few moments ago. They have nothing to say about that. There are no charges against Joe Biden, and they want to impeach the guy. That's obviously coming from Donald Trump. It's sort of like January 6th. January 6th would not have happened had Donald Trump not got all of the right-wing groups to change their permits from the National Park Service from January 20th, where they were just going to have an inaugural protest.
It looks like he's looking down at the camera.
And it's the same thing here.
Which is like your most unflattering angle. That's Jamie Raskin. I can't hear him anymore. First off, they're conducting an inquiry. Whether or not they want to impeach him is going to be dependent upon the findings of this inquiry. Now, I get it that Democrats just like to ram anything through without any, you know, regard for process. That's why that they impeached. They literally, you shut up. You impeached a guy with literally no with no charges. You didn't even criminally charge the guy that you impeached. Okay. This is the inquiry. You know, the step that you morons skipped. You guys skipped this step. You didn't do this. So how the hell would you know what it looks like? You skipped this process on your way to impeachment town with no criminal charges. So this is investigation, examining evidence, and coming to a conclusion as to whether or not impeachment is recommended. That's what you guys skipped. Now, Anthony Weiner, the guy who once accused me of hacking into his Twitter account because he was sending schlong pics to people. Y'all remember when this happened? So back in the day when my late friend and boss Andrew Breitbart was alive, he had texted me, and I wrote about this in my book. He wrote about this in his book, how this all happened. He texted me, it was like 11 o'clock at night. He was like, oh my gosh, look what I just sent you. And I looked and I had no idea what I was looking at. I'm like, it's cloth? It's, don't know. Someone was direct messaging me and him on Twitter saying, this is coming from Anthony Weiner. You've got to look at it. You got to look at it. And we're like, do we want to, though? And he, Anthony Weiner, was sending manhood pics to people. And he got himself in a lot of trouble. And then he was like, you guys hacked my account and put them there. Yeah, we took pictures of your schlong and put them on your Twitter account, you stupid moron. And a guy with the last name Weiner shouldn't be sending pics of his to people. I don't know why he was on with Jesse, and I'm going to text him and make so much fun of him for that. I'm going to just like, I'm going to be like, why did you have schlong pic on? But he was talking about 2024. I just think that this is hysterical that this is Anthony Weiner. Anthony, my wife left me. Didn't she leave him? Are they still together? I don't know. Like, how you got a Clinton aide to leave you. Like, I was taking pictures of my thing with my kids sitting next to me, sending them to people, even after I was caught the first time. This is what he was talking about, 2024, trans issues and DeSantis. Listen to this.
Jesse, you believe, and Ron DeSantis and people like him think that the government and only the government can figure these things out. You know what? Parents, school boards, leave it to them. You know, butt out a little bit. You're trying
these
to make
school
it,
boards aren't doing a good job.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not your school board. Let the school board. Where do you live, pal?
I live in New Jersey.
Okay, your school board, go down there. You can make those policies. It should be run locally. I thought Republicans believed in local control of education.
We do, but we're looking for a little leadership.
Are you from Ron DeSantis? From Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis.
3% in the polls. This is really working for him.
Ron DeSantis believes that boys should not compete against girls.
First off, you're talking about the Wall Street Journal poll, which was done by a firm that's actually in the tank for another candidate, but I'm not going to get into that. First off, what in the world hell is he wearing? I'm going to wear a jacket over a picnic table covering. Like, what in the LL Bean hell was that I just saw? Stop. Maybe if I wear, a picnic pattern, people will forget that I literally took pictures of my schlong and sent it to people. Golly. The trans issues and local control. Yeah, that's the thing. Local parents want local control of their kids, you freak, because they don't want people like you teaching their kids about, you know, all the different ways you can have sexual intercourse as opposed to math. You know, kids today are like, boy, I wish I could learn how to do taxes. Wish I could learn how to do my taxes and how to invest and stuff like that. Just come out with basic knowledge of that. And then you have the schools going, well, guys can also have their periods. That's what they're teaching kids. But why is he remarking on it? No, it's too soon. I just can't. All right. So I had to get that out of the way because I'm not a fan of him. A couple of other things to hit as well. Check this out. In Washington, D.C., Steve, you can speak to this. Apparently, crime-ravaged locals are driving tiny distances. They don't want to walk, and they're too scared to go out during the day because homicides have spiked by 29% in just 1 year. Are you afraid to go out during the day in D.C., Steve?
Depends. It seems like it's happening more in the daytime than nighttime lately, which is really weird.
That is weird. Really? That's really weird. So, up by 29%. They said it's like one of the bloodiest, putting it on track to overtake 2021. They had 227 murders, the bloodiest in two decades. They said people are changing their routines. They don't go out at night. They try not to walk out during the day alone. They're driving everywhere, even tiny distances, because they're too afraid to walk around by themselves. And they apparently, with this piece, the Washington Post talked to this lobbyist. They talked to a couple of other people. This one guy was saying that that they were attacked outside of DuPont Circle. It was a gay couple, two dudes. They were attacked. They were at a Whole Foods. Now, hold up. Two gay dudes going into a Whole Foods, and now they are getting bottles thrown at them and they're getting attacked because crime is so bad. Isn't that like the Whole Foods, one of the places that you really, that you didn't really have crime ever? Because why? Because Whole Foods is always in the bougiest area ever. Despite the fact that it's like, it's run like a market of a third world country, it is always in the bougiest areas ever. So that's like, and then one of the guys said, I always thought I could outrun any criminal in the past. He says, I can't anymore. I'm a sitting duck. Wow. I mean, there's all of these, and it's all ages. And that's the thing. It's all ages, men or women, black or white. There's no, I mean, it's like so bad. That's just crazy. Steve, let me ask you this without like divulging all of your activities. Do you find yourself, I mean, do you and your friends, do you guys have to make plans differently? Like if you guys go out and do stuff, like if you're in DC, keeping this in mind, is that something that like factors into your, like now than as opposed to before? Is that something you have to consider now when planning like going out in DC?
I mean, DC's you've been there. It's a very walkable city. You can go from one end to the other very easily, but it's just like they have like Lime scooters now, where scooters you hop on and hop off. Like that's my mode of, if I'm going a short distance, like less than 2 miles, that's what I'm taking because Ubers are super expensive. Like I don't walk anywhere after like 5 o'clock. It just doesn't happen. I always scooter.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I just remember, of course, you know, in years past, I never really worried about walking around DC at night. I mean, gosh, like I've walked around by myself at night in DC before, like walking from a studio, just, you know, like a few blocks going to my hotel. If I, you know, was doing like election or, you know, coverage, I'm like, ah, I don't want to take it. It's just nice out. I'm going to walk. Yeah. Now you couldn't do that. That's crazy. And Steve's a dude. And that's wild. That's wild to me. We got a lot more on the way, but it denotes like how, it shows you how bad crime is, even in the nation's capital. Man.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
We don't deserve dogs. So one of the officers credited with capturing escaped prisoner Danilo Cavalcante is a canine hero. The hero is a canine. This is after the guy got out of Chester County Prison. They were looking for him for 14 days. They said 25 officers were able to surround him, but he tried to escape, crawling through the tall grass. But that's when the canine was released, and he bit Cavalcante, and he was captured. And the canine, they wouldn't have caught him without the canine, I think. So good on him. Hero dog, hero police dog. Let's see. AOC, so this is weird. The headline from Free Beacon is AOC married? Her office says no. Her legal filings in Congress say otherwise. They say the contradiction might pose problems for her because she hasn't disclosed her fiance's finances. So her office says she's not married, but she has described her fiance as her spouse in forms that she filled out this year with the House Ethics Committee. They have a very strict definition of the term spouse. It literally reads, quote, someone to whom you are legally married. That's literally how it is defined right next to the term that is used on the actual form. So that could create a disclosure problem for her. Mitt Romney is retiring. The 76-year-old senator says he's not going to seek a second term because he's too old and no one likes him. Arkansas pushes for tax exemption for feminine hygiene products. How about just like we have no income taxes and we pay a graduated consumption tax? How about that instead of sexist no tax things? Because why are we talking about taxes, reducing taxes on female stuff? But what about dude stuff that only dudes use, that dudes have to deal with? What about that? A rhino attacked an Austrian couple at the zoo. married zookeepers. One of them was sadly killed. A couple of zookeepers, they were like a couple and also zookeepers. So a couple of zookeepers. They were viciously attacked by a rhino at the Heilbronn Zoo early Tuesday morning. The wife did not survive. Her husband was injured during his attempt to save her. The 33-year-old had to put insect repellent on its body to protect its skin from insect bites. And they said that they're still looking at why the 30-year-old female rhino attacked the zookeeper. They said it's not usual. They said something, you know, obviously happened. Attempts to resuscitate the woman were unsuccessful. Local police are investigating. And her 34-year-old husband was feeding other animals at the time of the attack. He was attacked by the rhino after he tried to chase it away from his wife. He suffered a broken leg, but she had severe chest trauma, so there was no way. Rhinos, oh goodness, they are mean. Let's see, a stolen Van Gogh painting returned in an IKEA bag. CBS, they said, it was actually returned. Arthur Brandt, the Indiana Jones of the art world, announced the recovery. The Parsonage Garden, also known as Spring Garden, returned. Stick with us, more in store.
To catch up on all the headlines and crazy wokery, download the Dana Show podcast and get Dana's perspective on the Dana Show.
And with that, folks,
explain why the president interacted with so many of his son's Ford business associates. More than half of voters told CNN they believe the president was involved and he lied. You can't have a response to that, Kareem.
Oof. Oh, the White House was asked. She didn't answer. About the Biden, she didn't really want to answer that. Well, that was just a little bit ago. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lashier with you. Oh boy! And then she was also asked again because she did get this. That's when she walked off and effectively ended the press conference. But then came there was the other sentence. This was a little bit earlier. She doesn't really have a good response to these questions. Listen.
Kareem, can you describe how President Biden reacted to the impeachment decision by the
I don't have anything to share about the president's reaction to this. All I can tell you is the president's focus on the American people, hardworking American people. You'll see him in a few minutes while he talks about it, when he speaks to his cancer cabinet, and then you'll certainly hear from him tomorrow with the Bidenomics.
Oh, you will hear from him tomorrow to talk about what Bidenomics, about how it's not working? Is that where you're gonna hear from him on? Right? About how inflation's still bad and everything's crazy and everybody's broke. Is that what it is? It's not working out well for them. Not at all. Well, at least we got a couple of questions in because there weren't any there for a while. There were not any White House press briefings that were scheduled. I don't envy her job right now. There's a lot of evidence. For people to sit here and say that there's no evidence, it's so stupid. There's so much evidence to even get this inquiry going, because they keep going, oh well, it's without evidence. They're trying to say like that there is. They're trying to suggest by saying that there's no evidence, that there's no reason for an investigation either. That this is pointless. That's what they're trying to do with us. But that's, what do you think an inquiry is? You know, we played audio of Jamie Raskin. I think it was last segment or the segment before. The process that they ignored going into this, is the inquiry process. You present evidence. You want to uncover more evidence. Your argument is that there's enough here that we need to dig further, and we would like to see if we have more evidence to uncover, thus the inquiry process. Democrats suspended that process. They just voted to impeach Trump, but they didn't have any criminal charges. What is the point of doing that? You can't just impeach someone because you don't like them. That's not how that works, but that's what they did. They treat the process like a popularity contest on The Real Housewives of whatever show. That's kind of like what they do. That's what it felt like. They cheapened the whole process. I mean, you have, David Harsanyi has a really good piece over at The Federalist. He starts with the IRS whistleblowers and then gets into everything else. I mean, there is evidence. And, you know, money is evidence. I mean, he notes, because a shady Ukrainian isn't writing regarding Joe Biden influence trading on the memo line of a check doesn't mean he didn't benefit. And that's true. You have all these shell companies. You know that money was coming in, and you know that money was being divided up amongst the family, because we do have that money trail. We can see what was deposited and when. There's a reason why you had all of these suspicious activity reports that were generated, not by Republicans, but by banks who saw shady shenanigans going on, and they decided, oh, this looks like suspicious activity. We're going to have to flag this. So that by itself is evidence. That's all evidence. Those are all red flags on existing actions and actual tangible money. So for them to sit here and argue that they, you know. And the other thing too with this is, you know, whatever they determine from the inquiry, whatever evidence that they come up with, if it leads to enough evidence to require, to suggest impeachment process, that means that there will be criminal charges coming, because that's ultimately what they're going for here. The difference between Democrats and Republicans on this is Democrats wanted the optic and just the rhetoric of impeachment. They wanted to be able to say that they impeached a president, because to them and to some of their base voters who don't know any better, they think that that's the same thing as a criminal conviction, and it's not. It is merely a process. It has, I mean, that didn't have, there was no criminal conviction. There was not even presentation, a legitimate, there was not even evidentiary-based presentation of wrongdoing. They just didn't like the former president, and they decided to impeach him because they didn't like him. They didn't have the inquiry process. There was nothing uncovered. There was nothing that became of the dossier. There was no criminal charge that manifests from a single bit of the stuff that they said that they had that they were going to get charges on. Not a single one. And there was no criminal anything. This process is different because going through the inquiry process, they are looking for evidence for charges. This isn't just for impeachment. If Republicans wanted to, they could do the same damn things that Democrats did, and they could immediately, no, we got to impeach him. Senate, you need to move on this. But that's not how this works. They want charges too. And also, they don't control the Senate. See, Democrats were able to just impeach somebody without charges because they controlled the Senate. Republicans don't control the Senate right now. So there's no way that Democrats in the Senate would ever allow that to happen as equally as they did with the previous administration. So keep that in mind as well. Now, I can't wait to see what they uncover. Very excited about that. New York Post says that Sudafed, they have this story, Sudafed, Benadryl, and most decongestants, according to the FDA's advisory panel, don't work, which I think is a lie. Every now and then I have to take Sudafed if it's like really crazy cedar, like fall and spring. So my voice sounds a little lower today because allergy stuff. I haven't had any like Sudafed or anything. But why are they saying that they go Sudafed, Benadryl, and most decongestants don't work? Well, Benadryl is an antihistamine. That's not a decongestant. And with Sudafed, didn't they have to change that ingredient in Sudafed because of the meth chefs? Isn't that why? Because you had meth chefs buying it by the truckloads so that they could make meth? That's why you had to, when you go to fill out, whenever you had to buy Sudafed and you have to go to the pharmacist and you have to fill out a form, I literally would put def not for meth on there. Not, no meth. Sign my name, no meth. So annoying. But this, now they're saying that the ruling may soon lead to them being pulled off shelves nationwide. Well, I guess I'll be going to the Farmacia down in Mexico to get my Sudafed. Oh my gosh. By the way, you know, case in point, I'm sure you know this. You know, you can get at the pharmacies down there in Mexico. You can get, I've not been. You can get all this kind of stuff down there, right? You can get antibiotics. You can get the Sudafeds and all that stuff down there. And I had a friend telling me, yeah, it's probably, you know, cartel ran. And I'm like, well, which cartel? Like the Mexican cartel or the FDA? Like which one? Oh, wait, we're supposed to pretend the FDA isn't one because it's government. So that means it's virtuous, right? It's holy. So you can't criticize it. Same damn thing. It's just legitimized by government. See how that works? That's the difference between the cartels and some of these agencies. So they said that they should have, like this one, so FDA, they said that virtually all over the counter, that is such BS. That's such a lie. They absolutely do. Why are they doing this, Kane? You're the tinfoil guy on this stuff. Explain it.
I can't.
They're looking at Tussin. Y'all are going to catch hands if you take Tussin.
Right.
They're looking at all this stuff. They say it's useless at reducing nasal congestion. The Sudafed was good until they made him change it because of the meth chefs.
What I really think, though, is that they're setting this up for Big Pharma to have an answer.
They're setting it up for Dana to go to Mexico and visit the pharmacias down there is what they're doing.
But they're going to have Big Pharma put out what is more effective than the stuff you can get over the counter. And it's going to be more expensive.
See, this is where I get so capital L libertarian on stuff. It's more I get more libertarian than actual libertarians. Mm-hmm. This is where my husband and I immediately part ways on the road of political ideologies. Because I look at this and I'm like, it does. I don't think Sudafed should have ever had to change a damn thing, number one, because meth chefs are doing it. Because you're always going to have, that's the same thing as saying you got to ban all guns because some people are using them improperly. It's the same thing. I hate that stuff. I hate it. Do you believe the government that's like cigarettes are healthy, but not this, that government? You're going to let that government sit here and tell you what you can or can't eat? I don't know. Should I take a bite of this? What has Uncle Sam said? Can't live my life without Uncle Sam. That's like, you know, that's a form of slavery, right? Come on. I'm not joking. Like, I'll maybe vacationing in Mexico, Kane. I'm so not joking. I'm so tired of this stuff. After everything with COVID and ivermectin and you getting yelled at simply because you wanted a therapeutic and people were saying that you're taking horse medication and they're like, you got to take this vaccine that totally doesn't work. It's a clot shot. I mean, I don't trust these. They are their own. It's the American cartel. You have the Mexican cartels and you got the American cartels. And hey, yeah, the Mexican cartels get ingredients from China. Well, hell, guess what? The American cartels help fund the stuff in China. So what's the difference? Where is it?
We don't vote for our cartels either.
Yeah. We don't get to vote for our cartels either. I mean, at least, you know, the cartels are like, we're here. I'm like being facetious somewhat. But really, where's the difference here? If they take this off, that's not going to happen. I'm not joking you. Like, we'll get into some prohibition type stuff. So they said that it's the Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act of 2005. Pseudoephedrine was available only behind the counter. So they replaced it with, it's the fenlafrine. They replaced it with fenlafrine. So they literally admitted that they made Sudafed suckier because other people were making bad stuff with it. So you have to suffer because meth chefs wouldn't stop being stupid. How is that my problem? It's not. I hate that government judges your freedom by what criminals do. Well, this guy over here committed a crime, so you can't do this. Blank you. Yes, I can. I'm not going to write Not for Meth anymore. I'm going to let them wonder. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, New Mexico is proof of that for sure. By the way, they're having that hearing today. Let me pull this up. This is because there's four lawsuits against that. It's the Fort v. Grisham challenge. It's the motion for temporary for the TO, the temporary restraining order. They're hearing that today at 1:00. So that might be a pause to it. And I'll have a piece up over at Chapter and Verse on Substack. Any updates to that? But you definitely need to read the piece, too, about the AG there. I'm not giving these people any credit at all, any of these damn Democrats, any credit, because they're just mad because she blew up their narrative of ban by increment. That's all it is.
Catch the Dana Show noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on DirecTV Channel 347.
Grasslands in Kenya.
Why?
Our aim is to permanently remove carbon from the atmosphere.
What about your water usage?
We've reduced it.
By how much?
63 billion gallons.
63 million?
Billion.
I don't care. Just make the damn phones. Not in China. Apple came out with, I don't even know what this was. I saw it and I started watching it and then I realized that I hate wasting my time on stupid stuff and I stopped. Welcome back. Dana Lasher with you. What was this thing? It was like, it wasn't an ad. It was like this short where they had their some actors and then some staff members doing this thing where they were talking about removing carbon. Just be honest. We want to remove all people from the world. They had some because they had some nerds in it, but then they had like some other actors, and it was weird. How many minutes was it? It was like a short. It was a vignette, but it was all about removing carbon from the earth, and we're going to not waste anything. I just want to walk in with a giant water bottle, driving my gas guzzler up. I couldn't work at Apple; they'd probably fire me because of that. I'd be pulling up. Like, I literally have a vehicle where I can push a button and it goes one louder. I'm not making it up. It goes. I wanted something that puts hair on my chest, basically. I love how obnoxious it is. I'm done with all of it. But yeah, I don't know what the point of it is. Why would you release that the day that you're launching your phone? Just make your damn phones in America and shut up. Just let us be happy about a damn gadget without you having to like do all this stuff. I help you reduce your water waste. Shut up. Shut up. Done with it. Dorks. Stop. Golly. Can we have one gadget release without anybody trying to be obnoxious? Isn't that what they said? They were like, what did they say? They were getting rid of... we want to remove carbon from the atmosphere. We also want to remove all humans from the surface of planet Earth. They said they found them aliens. I think they were all in that boardroom. Oh, it makes all the sense in the world. It's aliens cosplaying as humans, trying to tell humans to basically kill ourselves. Stop eating meat, stop driving fuel-efficient vehicles. Stop heating your homes in the winter and cooling them off in the summer. Eat bugs. Own nothing and be happy. Those are the aliens. I figured it out, Kane. We figured it out. I don't need these little clay people that this one dude's showcasing. I think that's fake. They look like little E.T. clay people. Mm-mm. I'm not going to believe, by the way, we'll talk about this tomorrow. They had Mexico's Congress. They had UFO unveilings of corpses. Until an alien comes out and literally goes, hi, it's me, and cuts its arm off to prove it. Not going to believe it. Today's stupidity came.
All right, it is Karine Jean-Pierre. Boy, she had a rough day today. Just, I mean, just covering for the president. But this is on the economy. Listen to what she says. Or, I'm sorry, this is on the impeachment. Listen to what she says here, because she also screwed up in the economy. Listen to this.
In Congress, right, they have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they have spent all year doing. And have turned up with no evidence.
No evidence.
None. That he did anything
wrong. No evidence.
Wrong. I mean, that is what we've heard over and over again.
Besides the emails, the texts, the photos, the visitor logs.
Suspicious activity reports.
The voicemails, the firsthand accounts, congressional testimony.
I love my son, Kane.
So no evidence.
I just love my son. Stop. I love my dead gay son. Stop. Don't. Folks, make sure you sign up for Substack Chapter and Verse. I'll be back with you tomorrow.